But those with that slim body back in olden time, people call them Cottonwood Readers. But I don't know who that was a name, just a nickname that they were given.
Well, that's the kind of thing we're after, those nicknames. And
well,
stuff.
Cottonwood Readers, uh-huh. That's what they would go
with. Yeah. Okay. What do you call it? It's an itch between your toes. It's kind of sore. And what do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Okay, any other names for that?
There's another name for it because I get a fella see. You know, was here from Detroit. He spoke about he wanted some honey color and maybe called it booze, some country booze.
Okay.
He said he wanted to.
Do you have a name for real cheap whiskey?
Real cheap whiskey?
Uh-huh, real cheap stuff.
Well, now, I don't know where the homebrew, but homebrew would be a cheap whiskey name at all. Some kind of stuff that they drink called the homebrew.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Moonshine and booze.
Uh-huh.
Some other names for
that. Okay, what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toy. Okay,
any other names for that? Things you remember used to call?
No.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about buying groceries, you might say, have the groceries been what yet? Have the groceries?
Has been what?
Have the groceries
reduced?
No, you're talking about buying them. You say, have they?
Cheaper?
No, like if you send somebody to the, if somebody was supposed to go to the store to buy some groceries, have you, you'd say, have you done what yet?
Or you brought the grocery back. But now back in olden time, olden days, the people didn't call it, most of the time they said, I believe, teat.
Mm-hmm.
Or rationed. Because it was a
yeah.
old man that lived right on top of the hill here from us. Now he never did say grocery. He would either say teat or rationed.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go to the store and get some ration. But I don't know where that was back, but he never did change from the much of the time he died about a few years ago. And he still said teeny rations. And he had to go get something.
Mm-hmm.
Time to go get groceries. I'd have to go buy groceries. No, you would never find out to go buy groceries. I'd go to the store and get me some teat. Or even some rations.
Uh-huh.
I guess that was one they used back in olden time.
Uh-huh.
But I know he nearly said groceries.
Now about eating apples, you'd say, if you had some apples, you'd say, have the apples been, what, yes?
Apples are delicious.
Now, if you want to know, if you're talking about eating them, has anybody, have they been?
Eating the apples.
Uh-huh. Or, so what we're doing here is seeing how people naturally use verb forms
mm-hmm.
and this kind of thing, and the natural. No, just natural speech.
Oh, so, they were saying you've been yawing on the apples back in olden times. You've been yawing on the apples, stealing the apples.
Okay. Now, if it happened yesterday, you'd say, I did what yesterday?
They say yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And back in olden days.
Uh-huh. I'm talking about eating apples. We're trying to get the verb forms that you say.
Well, in the old time they said that they would say, did you eat those apples yesterday?
Uh-huh. Okay. And then somebody else might say, yes, I
ate the apples today, or I eat them.